All right, glad you're with us. Write down our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of this extravaganza. Well, even the fake news New York Times, I mean, they are a despicable newspaper. I decided this morning to tweet out at some idiot that works for this paper, and I'm like, you know, are you really proud of the newspaper that you work for? Are you proud of this? Because it is never ending, nonstop, continuous lying. That's all it is. This is who they are. This defines them. You know, making a case, my mom only listened to Fox News and Sean Hannity, and I was worried about my mom. And so what I did is I gave her a timeline about what I was saying and a timeline of what the stupid New York Times is saying for three long consecutive years. I know there are more important items than this on the agenda today. But for 3.5 long years, these mob media maniacs have been out there lying, Russia, Russia, Russia. They've been out there lying, Ukraine, Ukraine, impeach, impeach, stormy, stormy. And there's never ending crisis, crisis, hysteria, panic. We got them. We got them. Oh, we didn't get them here. We'll go for this. Same with the Democratic Party. It just defines who they are. And so I just tweeted out, so are you proud? The woman's name is Kara Swisher. I don't even know who she is. This newspaper is just pathetic. And somebody sends it to me, and I read it, and I'm like, she writes about her poor mother. And by the way, I wish her mother well. Mother apparently at one point was a friend of mine. Guess not anymore, but she was a friend of mine. Her daughter maybe talked her out of it. And I just said, you are ignorant and you are lazy and you are a total hypocrite, because she is. This defines them. I said, you're going to lecture me about what we defined as what? Do you have the January 26th, Linda, tape of Fauci? About what we were telling people. The first time I had Anthony Fauci on this program, and he is a national hero. That goes back to January 27th of last year. And when I was saying on the 27th of January, I'm sorry, of this year, and the 28th of January of this year, is I started reading about it. Now, this is only 6 days after the first known coronavirus cases in the U.S., and because I read a lot, that's part of my job is to prepare for this program. I began to read about this virus, and because almost half my friends in life are real-life doctors, medical doctors, and I sit through these discussions, and they fascinate me, and I've gone to operating rooms, and I've watched people be operated on, and I just have a love of medicine. If there's an operation on a TV channel somewhere, I will watch it. And watch it and watch it like a lunatic. I don't know what's wrong with me, but if you ever watch like a hip or a knee replacement, it's fascinating. I mean, back in the day, it's like they have a hammer and chisel and they're cranking away and putting in somebody's new knee or new hip. It's crazy. But I'm fascinated with it. And I also know that our medical researchers, and I believe in our in science and our doctors and our healthcare professionals, I mean, they're just amazing people. We come up with better and better, better ways to keep people healthy. The advancement that we have made in finding treatments for, let's say, cancer and heart disease. Think back 20 years ago. Stents didn't exist, or somewhere around there. It wasn't that long ago. Now stents are used as a matter of regular course for people that have blockage in their arteries, and they do so successfully. And there was a process to that. First, they had stents, then they came out with medicated stents, and then they just kept improving on it to the point where now it's commonplace. You can be stented and sent home almost the same day. It's crazy. A buddy of mine, I talked about a hip issue I have. The guy said, well, I can go in anteriorly and take out your hip, and I see this stick that's going to go in your femur, and you see this ball at the end of the stick that'll pop out, and you see this cup, we put this up here. It takes me about 45 minutes. You walk out of the hospital the same day. And I'm looking at him like, huh? I mean, crazy stuff. If you go back lymphomas, if you go back Hodgkin's disease, if you go back any of the cancers that should scare the living hell out of everybody, I mean, I lost a cousin decades ago to Hodgkin's disease. He'd be alive today. He would be alive today because of medical advancement. So anyway, this Kara Swisher person, you know, is writing that, finally, I talked my mom into not listening to Sean Hannity. I said, I'll put my timeline up against yours because your newspaper was printing Trump virus. If you're feeling awful, you know who to blame. Oh, that was her newspaper. Of course, I don't expect one day that I'm going to hear a response saying, yeah, that was irresponsible of my newspaper to do this. Well, I'm not holding my breath because if I do, I will be dead. Or her paper, you know, they did use the left and the Democrats were using from the earliest days, as evidenced by that headline, anything they could use to politicize this, weaponize this, continue their bludgeoning politically of Donald Trump, because that's who they are. That defines them. That is their ever overriding obsession in life. And it's, you know, like, for example, her newspaper printing, let's see, February 5th. Who says it's not safe to travel to China? The coronavirus travel ban is not just unjust. Oh, I wonder if her mom, perhaps if she was going to China, maybe she had a planned trip. If she was listening to her daughter's newspaper at the time, that would have been a really, really, really dumb idea. And then I did something that, you know, you would think that a New York Times reporter would have a quick answer to. She ends up writing back something to the effect, what did Kristen tell me that, oh, I think he really likes me. Oh, I gave her attention. I'd never heard of this woman before. But I said, all right, 10 days after the first confirmed COVID-19 case in the U.S., January 21st, President Donald J. Trump implemented the travel ban January 31st. I ask her a question. Did the POTUS, President of the United States, make the right decision? Or do you agree with quid pro quo, the ever-confused Joe, that it was hysterical xenophobia and fear-mongering? No answer yet to that question. Hey, Kara, you might want to share with your mom and her fellow leftists like Ben Smith over at the New York Times. Ben Smith, he writes this I Hate Fox column, by the way, basically an every other day column. And Ben Smith, you know, got the information about what I had said and when I had said it, and he just acts like it doesn't exist. But that's the same for every newspaper here. This is what fake news CNN has been doing and continues to do. This is what conspiracy TV MSDNC has been and continues to do. This is the same group of people that have lied and that have pushed conspiracy theories and hoaxes on the American people. Russia, Russia, Ukraine, Ukraine. It's the same group. And now they will politicize even this. And for those of you that don't, do you have that, by the way, Linda? I don't know. Somebody can talk to me. Yes, you do. You know, if somebody, you know, cares about the truth, those people that attack conservatives in this, they're the most guilty. Let's go to the Washington Post. This is Eric Pop the Pimples newspaper. Get a grip, America. The flu is a much bigger threat than the coronavirus for now. Okay. I'll put my timeline up against that crap, too. Then, in early February, the same newspaper, Washington Post, why we should be weary of an aggressive government response to coronavirus. Wow. Pretty amazing. That's your media mob. She started out, Sean Hannity, don't worry, I'm not going to sue. So I said to her, I said, listen to me. I hope you do sue me. Please sue me. Discovery and a countersuit by me against you. I have good attorneys. I think for this, I would probably want Charles Harder and Lynn Wood. You know, the people that are going to get a fortune and are getting a fortune for Nicholas Sandman. And the guy that beat, what was the name of that publication? Gawker. I'll hire both of them. They're both friends of mine, and I love them both. And they're both the best in their industry, by far. And I'll hire them. It could be a landmark case. I said, let's go. Game on. File your suit. Anyway, the ball's in their court. We'll see if they do. But this is what we live with. There is nothing that Donald J. Trump will ever do, and I've been saying it forever, that is ever going to satisfy these people. It's not going to happen. Now, as we have been discussing for a long period of time, the New York Times finally is beginning to catch up, because we've been talking about hydroxychloroquine along with Zithromax for a long time on this program. Dr. Oz will be back today with the latest updates. We have some really good medical updates today. And malaria drug helps virus patients improve in small study. Wow. They're telling us help speed the recovery of small number of patients who are mildly ill from corona. You know, they can't make a big deal of it because Donald Trump went first, you know. That's the problem. Mildly ill coronavirus doctors in China reported this week. Well, maybe they should get a little bit more up to speed because there's more studies, tons of anecdotal evidence that it's working all over the country. But they would rather, I guess, quote China. Not that I think that it is any particularly, you know, good information. I got a lot more on the mob I want to get to today. But, you know, Morning Joe, what happened to Morning Joe? Everybody but Trump saw coronavirus coming in January. That's a lie, Joe. Why are you still alive? What happened, Joe? What happened to you? I remember a call in the middle of the 2000 election, and I know exactly where I was. They're stealing this from George W. Bush. Whatever it is, if you are a Republican and you go to MSDNC, the conspiracy theory channel, you change. I don't dislike Joe. I don't have anything against Joe, but Joe has Trump derangement syndrome, like Nicole Wallace and Steve Schmidt and everybody else over there at MSDNC. They all want to hang on to Rachel Maddow, the chief conspiracy theorist, coattails, and hope that they get ratings so they can stay on television. Anyway, it's just false. We knew that in early January, China was busy covering up the pandemic. I reported very early on in January, but they didn't over there at NBC News. They were too busy involved in the impeachment of Donald J. Trump, just like the Democrats on Capitol Hill. Fox News alert, the deadly coronavirus, which originated in China, has now spread to the U.S. Here now, live from our West Coast newsroom tonight with the very latest, Trace Gallagher. Trace.
And Sean, just to get the numbers straight without alarming anyone, there are currently 5 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S., but the CDC now says 110 cases are under investigation in 26 states. That number is likely to rise. The 5 confirmed cases are among those who recently traveled to Wuhan, China. And clearly,
all right, we have an incubation rate that is, in other words, you can be, while it's incubating in your body, apparently you're infectious. Is that correct?
It is correct. You know, so that incubation period can be anywhere from 2 to 14 days. The question is whether or not somebody can be contagious during a period where they're asymptomatic. You know, so they can fly over to the United States, have no symptoms on the plane, but then develop the symptoms once they're here. The question is, were they contagious while they were on that plane and when they were traveling? And if that's the case, then how do we track all of those contacts? So that's really going to be reinforced.
Contact tracing, it doesn't appear that it's even possible at this point in China, does it, Dr. Umber?
I think in China, with the population density they have, that would get much harder to accurately track that, especially as people start to hit the public places, the hospitals and doctor's offices en masse. So you have this large crowding effect. But maybe not everyone was registered when they went there. They're waiting in line.
All right, let me interrupt this for the second. That was January 27th, Dr. Fauci on TV the 27th, reporting about it in the U.S., reporting about asymptomatic people that seemed very contagious, and the 28th of January. That was even before the travel ban. I guess I was ahead of the curve. Well, nobody saw this coming. Anyway, they're just liars. It is, even in the midst of a national emergency, they're playing games. CNN didn't even take the president's, you know, opening remarks yesterday. Oh, we can't run the president. We can't get updates on a national emergency from the president. No, we don't like him.